For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg. Writer Cal Freeman is from Detroit, and his poems are about very Detroit things. Municipal debt, foreclosures, the UAW.
If you're around West Detroit or my neighborhood that I currently live in here in Dearborn, you know, you would just walk by and see these bank-owned homes popping up on every block.
Freeman will be coming to Book Bug in Kalamazoo this Tuesday to read from his first published book of poetry, called Brother of Leaving. The book's subject is Detroit, but it's more personal. It's about his childhood neighborhood of Warrendale. Once thriving with city workers, he says, Warrendale is now run down and vacant after many fled to the suburbs decades ago.
I had taken my wife past my old childhood home about 5 years ago. I wasn't really emotionally prepared for what the neighborhood that I remember so fondly looked like now. You know, the house was really bombed down. It began to haunt me, you know, and of course you start to wonder why something like that happens, and you start to wonder about the sort of disjunctions between your memory of a place and how the place actually is.
Brother of Leaving deals with that contrast between the fond memories of yesterday and the harsh reality of today. Freeman says he created an image of Detroit that isn't necessarily rosy, but it's also not the worn-down, depressed city that many imagine.
You have to acknowledge that there are still people living there trying to do good things, and you have to find the joy in the areas that are coming back, I think, without idealizing things. I think part of the problem is that we need to think critically about this area. We don't want to suggest that it's just empty and scary and vacant. But on the other hand, we also don't want to ignore, I think, structural problems. You know, specifically in my mind, problems dealing with institutional racism and classism that I think drive many of the issues that are going on in Detroit right now.
Striking that balance between hopeful and depressing is difficult. Some of Freeman's poems can be negative, but then you stumble across a poem like The Structuralist's Guide to Sink Maintenance about a kind neighbor who's helped Freeman more than a few times, and you see the goodness. But it's in Freeman's songs, with his roots folk band The Codgers, where you really hear about Detroit's positives and its history.
My name is Jim Sullivan. In time,
you true. We're recording a song right now about this guy, Jim Sullivan, who was one of Walter Reuther's bodyguards, the big UAW labor leader in the mid-30s into the mid-40s. You know, I've written about him in poems, and I've got a song that's sort of a ballad about him.
Never back down. They looked down their noses at the workers back then. And it wasn't much different than now.
So he's always fascinated me, so I guess labor history comes up a lot in both genres for me.
Freeman started both poetry and music at around the same time in high school. It's not the musicality that he likes, he says, but the stories he can tell.
But, well, you don't have to be a great guitar player. You can just kind of hammer out two chords and almost do this incantatory chant, and you've got a song, and that really opened my eyes to what you could do with the guitar that didn't involve necessarily technical mastery. I've always kind of had a theory that good songwriters listen to great songwriters, and great songwriters read poetry, and I know that there are probably plenty of exceptions to that, but I think when you look at someone like Lou Reed or Bob Dylan or even Townes Van Zandt or Guy Clark, it holds some water.
Freeman won't be performing music, but you can hear his poems from his book Brother of Leaving this Tuesday at 7 p.m. at BookBug. You can hear our full interview with Freeman on our website, WMUK.org.